Yes, baby. Shark Park Saturday night. We had to take the chocolates, and take the chocolates we did. It might have taken us 79 minutes before Boyd Cordner got his leg tugged by the captain of the Sharks, Paul Gallen, but that was good enough for us to give an opportunity for none other than the great Michael Gordon to put over 2 points. I was standing behind the post, Silky, when the ball went over. My both fingers were crossed. We were in a plethora. We were in a shark tank, as it will. We were 10 other roosters around us. Did we know we're going to end up there alive? No. But this show is all about the great excitement and energy. And what a show we got tonight.
Oh, yes, Bush. Bringing it in strong. We've got a massive show for you. It could possibly be our last, Bush, with North Korea firing a ballistic missile over Japan earlier today. There's a lot to get through. We took our van, the brand new van Matilda, down there at Roosters HQ, and we caught up with our CEO, Joe Kelly. We also spoke to our captain, the man of the moment there last Saturday night, Boyd Cordner. And we also caught up with the woman behind our community efforts and everything to do with our Junior Rugby League, Helen Saunders. We've got so much to get through, Bush, but let's talk about Saturday night's game.
Yeah, big show. Well, let me tell you from the outset, Silky, I got down to Shark Park at the invitation of Justin Hardacre, a former Roosters junior himself and a good judge of footy. He's a Dogs man, though, growing up in Bondi his whole life. How, I don't know. He said, mate, you'll enjoy it.
His son goes all right, too.
Son goes all right, junior Rooster, SG Ball, Rugby Union, you name it. Now, we get down to Shark Park, and I've got to tell you, it was building. It was full of blue. It was a sea of light blue jerseys, and you could see the hostility with which we were going to be met.
Was that annoying Trupper player there?
Mate, he was there. They were crowd surfing. They're a bit crazy, the Sharks fans. And you know what? It's a great rugby league atmosphere. They put on a good show. I've got to give a rap to the guy in the middle of the field who is the ground announcer and everything else. He kept a high energy. So it set up a real good build-up for a big game. And as both captains took the side, we all know Paul Gallen and you know how important he is to the Sharks, but we also know how important Boyd Cordner is to the Roosters. And, mate, we might have been a minority, but I think we're on top most of the game.
Oh, clearly, Bush. Look, the line breaks themselves, I think the Roosters, you know, were head and shoulders in the stats department with line breaks. I know the Roosters had 4. Luke Keary, you know, was working his magic down the left-hand side. Look, we bombed a couple of tries. There's no two ways about it. A couple of notes was Ryan Madison, I thought was exceptional in the centres.
Great player.
17 hit-ups for 160-odd metres. And, of course, the man that we're speaking to on today's show, Boyd Cordner, taking those tough carries, being able to, you know, extract that penalty from Gallen. He was phenomenal on that left side as well.
Can I say this on Ryan Madison? I don't love him in the centres, but I don't mind him. And the reason is this. He's so strong. If he had another yard of pace, he would be the next Steve Renoff. He is so powerful. He's got an offload. His defence is impeccable. But you saw what happened a couple of weeks ago when he sort of got wrong foot and just run around by Tedesco.
Tedesco's going to be the most back.
I totally understand, but just that little sharp pace. But I tell you who else is unbelievable. The man who we have a nude statue here in our studios in Alexandria, Orbo.
Look, I don't think there was a bad player in the Roosters' side the other night. I thought Jared Warren-Hargraves, Dylan Knapp were exceptional.
Dynamic.
You know, huge, huge hit-ups. And I think they completely dominated the Cronulla pack. Jake Friend, of course, 51 tackles. That's what we come to expect from our captain. It was a great team effort.
Mate, it was amazing. And, you know, I think, look, Wade Graham got a bit of an injury earlier. And as a rugby league fan, we hope he's okay because he's a terrific footballer. Changed a bit of the dynamic of the Sharks pack. You know, I tell you who impressed me for the Sharks, though. Matt Pryor, to give a bit of recognition to the opposition. And I know you don't care for it, but I will say to you, he kept coming at us. But what I'm saying this for, our defence was impeccable. He couldn't do much. He couldn't do much. Luke Lewis, great footballer. I know he got over when we had Keary given 10 in the bin. Weird penalty, by the way.
Well, mate, look, there was a couple of decisions. And
a penalty. Weird sin bin.
We don't usually talk about the refereeing decisions on Roosters Radio, but there was a couple that stand out. There was 2 blatant shepherds, you know, back-to-back, as a matter of fact. The Cronulla halfback, Chad Townsend, clearly offside when Cronulla put a chip in late in that second half. And then there was an incident with Jimmy Maloney as well. If they were going to send Luke Keary off, maybe they should have done the same to Jimmy. So, look, we didn't get the rub of the green, but we're used to that, Roosters fans. We're used to, you know, not getting the rub of the green when it comes to refs' decisions. But at least we got the cash.
Mate, I think to go down to Shark Park, the way we did, we dominated in the forwards. We were strong all night. Yeah, there was a couple of passes. Orbo could have gone himself. We all know that. It was a shame. Turgo to give it back, big rap to. He's playing like he's in the second row. Furgo.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I saw Furgo today, actually, at the service station, and I was just chatting to him. I said, mate, congratulations. If he said thanks. The meters he's making, he's a meter eater.
He sure is. He's been exceptional.
Unbelievable. I tell you what, Silky, 1-17, we're back on the park, same side this week, still missing Daniel Tupu. But going to the Gold Coast, I don't think it's going to be an easy game. It's Neil Henry's last game, and regardless of all the troubles that are off the field.
Look, they're on holidays already. It's the Gold Coast, Bush. Yeah. If we get beat, we'd have a real good look at ourselves. I'm extremely confident. We're on a roll now. We're rolling into the semis. And spoke to Boyd Cordner earlier today, and he said just as much.
It was a great chat to Boyd Cordner. I'll tell you who else we spoke to, and we initiated the mobile studio that is Matilda outside Roosters HQ, and it was none other than our CEO, Joe Kelly. And what a great bloke, and what a great interview. Welcome to Roosters Radio, fans, and we are live from Matilda, our mobile podcast studios, Roosters Radio. Our CEO and fearless leader at the Roosters, Joe Kelly. Welcome. Our first guest. We christened it with you, Joe.
Oh, brilliant to be here, gents. What a lovely little intimate experience this is here in the van.
Now, Joe, we know you're a busy man and got so many important things to do, so we appreciate you taking the time. A couple of quick questions. What's the update? How have you found things since joining the Roosters, and what are your thoughts of the run to the finals?
Well, I think I spoke to you both early days, first week or two. Came in, very enthusiastic about the opportunity to be here at the Roosters. Still today, feel exactly the same way. It's been 5 months, I think, roughly, and loving my time at the club. As I said then, it's a wonderful club, and I say exactly the same thing now. So, going really well on field. Obviously, we all know where we were placed, and we've still got hopefully a month ahead of us. It's been a good year to date so far.
Any standouts for you so far, Joe? The season so far?
Oh, I just think that, certainly the on-field performance, where we are sitting in second position going into the last round of the competition puts us in a really strong position for, a finals run. Ultimately, we've also, had some good off-field, achievements this year. High on that list is something that's been talked about quite often across Sydney in particular, and that's crowds. We're seeing our Roosters members and fans turning up to our games, and, fourth on average,
yep,
I think, across the game.
Fourth highest crowd this year, and the first of the Sydney clubs, averaging 15,766. So we know there's a couple of interstate matches, particularly Adelaide and Central Coast, but I think it's a great result for the club.
Yeah, no, absolutely. One, we're totally focused on each and every home game. You've only got 12 opportunities a year to maximise your home ground attendance, and obviously it supports the team as well. So to be able to do that and see those numbers where they are at the moment, dropped off the last couple of home games, which has been quite consistent across Sydney. But we're hoping and pushing as much as we possibly can for this weekend too, for Saturday afternoon football against the Titans in all three grades, going back to the old traditional roots of rugby league.
Yeah, terrific.
20s into reserve grade, and seeing our Wyong feeder club team taking on the Bulldogs in reserve grade. They finished minor premiers. Great effort by Rip Taylor and the boys. So looking forward to seeing them play. First grade, 3 o'clock kickoff, and it's our old boys' day as well too. So a big day here Saturday.
Yeah, Joe, we all know the partnership with Wyong has been very fruitful, and they've got a great junior catchment, and it's a great opportunity for players that wouldn't ordinarily go to it's either Newcastle or somewhere else, or maybe even Manly in the past, but now they can come to the Roosters. Also, our own junior league has just had a massive shot of steroids, if you will, a big shot in the arm, and we've managed to go alone and run a really successful mini league and mods. It's been a fantastic part.
Yeah, it's absolutely remiss of me, Bush, to probably mention that. As you say, that's been a great year this year. A lot of hard work from a lot of people, including a lot of volunteers as well along the way. But to see the mini and mods going so well and create a new competition, to actually see our junior numbers increasing when across the state they're going down. So that's a real achievement. A lot of people deserve a lot of praise for that.
Joe, moving into next year, what would you like to change, or is there any small, subtle changes you'd like to make towards the club, be it membership, crowd numbers? Is there anything you're looking forward to, putting your own stamp on things for 2018?
Oh, yeah, I think, it gives me an opportunity coming in halfway through a year to really plan for the business side of it for next year. And I think that, and we've got aspirations where we want to see membership grow to over time. We won't get to those numbers in 1 year, but over time we see ourselves really putting, our membership growing quite significantly, hopefully. We're in the throes of creating a strategic plan for the business for the next 5 years, which clubs do generally on a cycle of 5 years and in line with broadcast deals. So we go into the new TV deal, the new CBA, they're the big numbers in your business, and at that time we're also looking at our strategic plan for the next 5 years. So internally, we're doing quite a bit of work behind the scenes to roll out a plan in the new year that sets our strategy for the next 5 years.
Joey, we know how much you enjoy victory. I had the pleasure of standing next to you and we fist pumped when we beat the Broncos. We really enjoyed the win together. And I love, that as the CEO, you're just another footy fan up there, enjoying it with the fans and our community. Who do you see as a real big danger in the finals? We all march through to the finals.
Yeah, that's a good question. Look, I think that, you know, to be honest, we've seen where Melbourne are at the moment. I'm quietly confident about our own opportunities. And we don't know who we're going to play yet. And I think until the mix of actually the final eight, in particular for us where we are in the four, is known at the end of this weekend, that will have some bearing on it. You know, obviously it's important for us to get a home final for first week of the finals, and I think that advantage is something that's important.
On a bit of a sad note, Aiden Guerra, last game for the club, he popped in earlier and he asked me to ask you if there's any chance you get some Aiden Guerra masks to hand out to the crowd for Saturday.
At short notice, we might have missed the cutoff. You know, we apologise profusely, Aiden, but we'll do our best.
Well, Joe, we want to thank you very much for spending a bit of time with us here in the van, and best of luck with the rest of the year, and we'll be rooting for him.
No, thanks, guys. Really, really appreciate having your time as well. Cheers.
Well, there you go, Silky. Leadership's about composure. You saw how Mayweather ended up leading Conor McGregor in the ring on Sunday, and he kind of talked about that composure. The same composure can be seen in our CEO, Joe Kelly. I just love that when the Roosters are going well, the guy that's at the helm, Joe Kelly, is part of the people. He's a man of the people. He gets out there, fans, supporters, sponsors, you name it. Everyone knows him, shaking hands, kissing babies, but genuine.
It was interesting in that interview that he talks about the five-year plan and the process that's involved in, you know, getting set for the next 5 years and beyond. And it's just a great insight into the mechanics of how a football club runs. We look at some of the other clubs that aren't doing so flash on the field and they've got salary cap issues. We cop a lot of stick for, the sombrero and whatnot. But the way that our management team manage the salary cap, manage our footballers, we just spoke then about Aiden Guerra. Sadly, we're losing him, but that's one of the issues with the salary cap. So he has to move on. So it's great to be able to have the discussion with the CEO, and we thank him for his time for being able to be so open with us.
Well, our divine leader, Nick Politis, our chairman, is a numbers man. And, mate, the rumour has it that most kids, you know, wanted to have a steed in around 6 or 7. Joe Kelly just wanted to play with an abacus. He knows his numbers backwards, mate, and that'll filter right through the club. The five-year plan will be very strategic. It'll bring results. It'll drive results. It'll bring the KPIs, the critical drivers, and what happens on the field with Robbo will happen off the field.
Radio Hub is Australia's premier podcasting facility. With high-quality sound equipment and production services, Radio Hub is a one-stop shop for all your podcasting needs. So, if you're ready to jump into the exciting realm of podcasting, contact Radio Hub on 0402 870 900 or email info@radiohub.com.au.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Silky, it's been a dynamic show. We've had our CEO on. And what about how good the interview is with our captain?
You're absolutely right, Bush. Look, we had plenty of laughs down there at Roosters HQ earlier today with Boyd Cordner. Here's what he had to say.
Roosters fans, welcome back to Roosters Radio. And with us in our mobile podcast studio, right outside the club, Silky, is our fearless leader, our captain. I believe the man that won us the game against the Sharks.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
The way he run. He's our captain of our state, and our fans love him. We love him. And I don't think we're going to let him out of this van, Silky, are we?
No, well, we've got to measure him up for that nude statue that we posted on Saturday night. So,
well, the one from Orbo's coming down, is it?
No, we're just going to pay homage to our fearless leader, Boyd Cordner.
He's going
to
look after me there. And
downstairs, that's sweet, mate.
Brian Fletcher actually handles all the sculpting of that.
beautiful.
Yeah, you'll be right.
Mate, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to Shithouse. First of all, big game Saturday night. How did you feel turning up to the ground and, you know, sort of running out?
Yeah, it was good, especially... You know, playing against the Sharks, the defending premiers, and the opportunity that we had to of where we were sitting on the ladder, it was a massive game for us and a massive game for them. And that's why you play rugby league, to play in them games, and especially at Shark Park with a packed house. You know, they're very hostile there, and it didn't really disappoint the game. Went down to the last minute, and it was great to get the win and put ourselves in a great position to get a home semi.
Our boys were strong in the forwards. You know, we had, Ted Ivano coming on, Isaac Liu in the beginning before he had a little injury. You know, Jared up front, yourself. We just kept pounding that Sharks line. It was a real forwards game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We're really lucky at the Roosters this year with the amount of depth we've got. So, them boys have been awesome all year for us, coming off the bench with the likes, like you said, Zane Tadevano, who played his 50th NRL game.
Yep.
It was a long time coming for him. Isaac Liu, he's been starting, but you know, Siwa Takeoho comes off the bench for us there. So whatever way Robbo wants to go with that lineup, it's going to be pretty dangerous if them boys are at their best.
Mate, your own form. One thing I did notice, just on your own personal performance on Saturday night, we know you had a bit of a break after Origin Series. You looked fresh. You feeling fresh coming into the semis?
Yeah, I did. I do feel fresh. After a big, period there with the Origin Series and, you know, the way it all went down, how draining it is, not only physically but mentally, the toll it has on you. I had a bit of time off with my knee, but, I would have loved to have been out there playing with the boys. There's nothing more that I hate than to miss games, but to freshen up physically and mentally has been, you know, really good for me. And the position that we're sitting on the table, I didn't feel rushed at all to come back and play. But, yeah, once I've been back, I wanted to sort of make up for that lost time and to show the boys that, you know, I'm ready to go.
Mate, obviously, disappointing season last year, but still a week out from the semis. You must be looking forward to playing semi-final football again.
Yeah, we are. It's it's where we want to be. That's why you play footy. And, you know, although it was very disappointing last year, the way the year panned out, I think it was sort of a blessing in disguise with some of the younger boys like Ryan Madison, Connor Watson, Latrell Mitchells, all them boys getting that experience under their belt. Although it wasn't, you know, good experience, they know what it's like to feel like that. So they don't want to be in that boat again. They don't want to feel like that. And I think it's just shown with another preseason under their belt and, you know, another few NRL games of confidence that they've had. They've really shone this year and taken a step forward, which has helped us out a lot.
Bordy, playing with Aiden Guerra, you know, he's finishing this year at the Roosters. You know, you've won a comp with him. You've bonded so well. What's it like and what's the friendship like? Because he's such a great guy off the field as well. You must have really appreciated that time and you'll enjoy this year as he moves on to do it at Newcastle.
Yeah, for sure. Me and Doss are really close. We got along like a house on fire when he first came to the club. I think it was 2010.
Because you've been here since you were 10, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been here since I was 10. Had a beard. He had the same beard and everything.
Yeah, I thought so.
Chin might have grown a bit since then.
We're going to snap you out of
the 10. Yeah. No, but, he's become a real close mate of mine. And, I know how much this club means to him and how hard that decision was for him because he's got a young family and that at the moment. He has to look after himself, which is, you know, I'm all for that. He has to look after himself, but it's going to be sad to see him go. But I know how much this year means to him, and you know I think it's shown in his footy. He's leaving no stone unturned, and you know he wants his more than anyone. So you know it's good to be out there with him.
Yeah, Silky, I have the pleasure of catching up with your old man quite often at games, or you know even Origin. He's a champion. He represents an era gone by. Or I guess. The question I got here is, and I don't want to get controversial, but the dynamic of loyalty seems to have changed as the game's become professional. You know, your old man enjoyed a time where money wasn't the only thing. It was, you know, opportunity with your mates. Now the game is a profession and decisions have to be made on behalf of your family. So you can't begrudge a player. I certainly can't begrudge any player that takes advantage of an opportunity to move on. And that's the modern game, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And especially with the time frame, the players have to earn that money. You know, you could get a builder, a fully qualified builder who can do it over 30 years. Whether the average NRL player only plays, I think, 40 games. So, it's pretty...
I've dreamt 40.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, the statistics. So you can never blame a player. I think we had a perfect example of young Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. You know, probably was the best player in the game in that year. But, you know, had to support his family, look after himself, and, you know, he took that. So no one could really begrudge that. But when you talk about loyalty, I think it goes both ways. A lot of the time when players are sorting out their future, as soon as they, you know, make a decision to go elsewhere, it's fully blamed on them how they're not loyal. Yeah. But, you know, it's got a lot to do with the clubs as well, because sometimes the clubs don't want to offer him or don't want him, so it gets portrayed on, you know, a bad look on the player. But it goes both ways. I've learnt, and yeah, like I said, but especially with Aidan, with having a young family and that, you've got to look after yourself because, like we were just talking about it, the time frame to earn that money is very small. So,
mate, Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, old school kickoff. Our record this year hasn't been good at the 3 o'clock games.
Yeah,
but last game of the year, Titans. We got the reunion of our old Roosters coming down. Important game to win to cement that top two spot.
Yeah, it's massive. You know, like you just touched on, the thing for me this week is it's Old Boys Day. And, you know, this club has a lot of proud history, you know, dating back to 1908. And a lot of players have come through and there's been a lot of success. And, you know, as a team and as a club, the only way we can improve and move forward and create a good future is if we respect our past.
Yep.
And, you know, that starts on Saturday. So, you know, if cementing a top two position isn't motivating enough, we've got our old boys there who they've, you know, bled for this club and put in, you know, obviously the blood, sweat and tears. And, you know, we want to go out there and put on a good performance, not only for ourselves and what the opportunity that we've got to cement a home semi, but to also make them boys proud too.
We couldn't finish better than that.
Yeah.
Boydie, that was outstanding. And, mate, we love you as Roosters. And we're going to work on that nude statue. And don't worry about looking after you, mate. That's in the bag.
Yeah.
I really, really want to thank you for your time in our new mobile studio. We make this your second home, if you don't mind, your media.
Mate, I love it. The shagging wagon.
Actually, I've got something for you here.
I don't know if we can do
that before a game day, Bush. I've got a glass of the...
We do have a glass of the
Minutiae. The black chalk. Yeah,
how good. Yeah, I'll have to get bought a bottle of that from my private collection. Yeah.
Mate, that's
bought
awesome.
Some of that in Adelaide, but yeah, mate, we won't be giving Boydie any wine.
Yeah, I'll hold this glass out, but how good's that?
Boyd, mate, thanks for joining us. Best of luck on Saturday, and we look forward to watching us run into the finals, and hopefully we're in the first weekend in October.
Sweet. Thanks,
boys. I just look forward to you holding that cup up.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Well, Silky, you know, you talk about leadership in the last segment with Joe Kelly. Boyd Cordner does most of his talking on the field. I loved the little scene that we saw last week when he got the penalty. He got up and he put the ball on his arm and he sort of slammed
showed
it down
some emotion, boy.
Like a solo. And did you just see what it meant to him?
Yep.
He knew we iced the win. He knew that we got the 2 points that we came for. He knew they'd worked hard for it. And I love that about him. And, mate, he's always got time for everyone on and off the field, the fans. Equal to Joe Kelly, mate. Great leadership at the Roosters.
Sure was. And I really enjoyed his insights into, you know, the life of a footballer, the short career, as it were, of a footballer.
Yep.
And once again, he touched on, you know, the outgoing Aidan Guerra, who I think we'll have to get on next week's show, Bush.
Oh, Aidan's a shoo-in. He's probably going to be a guest host. We don't want him as a guest host because it means he's got more time on his hands. But, mate, great interview. I tell you what, change of pace, though. Change of pace. What about the delight that hopped into our studio today to talk all things junior league, all things community? This lady does not get enough raps at the Roosters. I know she's employed by the club to do it, but she goes above and beyond. You'll see her up there on a Sunday morning. You'll see her at halftime of all games, making sure that all the clubs, there's four junior clubs, and there's so many other things she does in the community. She's a Roosters community, looks after Roosters community partnerships. Helen Saunders, and we interviewed her today about the great work the Roosters and herself are doing in the community. Don't forget the big holiday camp coming up. She gave that a plug as well. Well, Roosters fans, a bit of a treat here in Matilda, the mobile podcast studio, Silky. We've got Helen Saunders, who does such a great job in the Roosters community. And Helen, welcome to our van for the first time. Boyd Cordner called it Shagadelic. And I don't know what you're going to call it, but it's pretty cool.
I just think it's great. Very retro. Haven't got a name for it just yet, but I'll come back to you on that one.
Yeah, and maybe don't ask Dylan Napper because it will have a connotation.
Yeah.
Helen, I want to touch on the success this year of the Roosters in the community. You know, I suppose, you know, recently we had the success last week of the grand finals of the minis and the mods and the seniors. But one thing that was a standout this year was how well the minis was run. I personally, you know, in my capacity at the Paddo Colts, witnessed so many people do such great work. You know, yourself, Kerry Mortimer, Kate Miller, Bill Healy, the board of the Roosters clubs, all the parents. But Waverley Oval on a Sunday from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock was just an electric vibe. Michael Checker, Andrew Johns, you know, Trent Robinson, to name a few big names, have just got their kids there and they're just dads. It was such a success. What do you think?
Yeah, we haven't had our own competition for such a long time. So when the opportunity arose at the beginning of, well, at the end of last season to start our own new minis, it was something that as a club and as the Eastern Suburbs District Junior League, we really wanted to do. And It took a lot of hard work and to see the outcome, which is 25 Minor League teams running around every Sunday morning in a really family-friendly environment. It's just fantastic.
Some of the hard work that went up there, you know, junior referees, we got, you know, some of the most of our referees, a lot of them were young girls from there, and I think that's a great footprint for the Roosters juniors, that we're you know, not gender specific, and, you know, everyone can come up and have a great fun. And the little kids, there were lots of young girls playing the game, which I thought was huge for our area.
Yeah, it's been a great take up this year. I think we've had at least 15 girls within our under 16s and under 7s and under 8s playing there week in, week out, thoroughly enjoying themselves and feeling really included, which is really great to see. And from players to referees to medics to volunteers, there's a really strong women representation across the board in our competition, and it's just fantastic to see.
I'd love to see it in your job description, just get like a hammock in October when the footy's over and just line that hammock till about, you know, January you start planning. But you've got so much to do in the community. There's a holiday camp coming up at Allianz Stadium. It's a multi-sport camp, 5 to 12-year-olds. Can you touch a bit on that for our Roosters fans out there that are looking for something to do in the holidays that's fun, that's active, it's fit?
Yes, we've got a fantastic new holiday camp coming up in October. It's 2 days and it's a multi-sport camp. So the idea of this is to try and engage with those non-traditional fans of rugby league and to really try and widen our audience. So as well as rugby league, which is obviously our core, there'll be touch football, there'll be soccer, basketball, as well as dance and netball. We're really trying to appeal to boys and girls within those 5 to 12 ages. It's going to be a really good couple of days.
Lastly, for me, Helen, Bush touched on early, although it was we created the East Junior League this year, we did have some success in the Greater Sydney competitions. A couple of our younger teams from different clubs were successful.
Yeah, so our mods, so our under-9s to under-12s, joined Balmain in a new partnership. And we've had some really great success stories, especially with the Covella Crocodiles, with three of their mod age groups winning the grand final in a new competition for the first time. And a new club of ours, which you'll know a bit more about, Bush. Our Pannington Colts won the under 16 divisions in the Sydney Combined competition.
Sydney Combined Gold Division.
Yeah, which is a fantastic achievement. So it's a really great testament to all the hard work our coaches and our juniors are doing. And it's there's a really bright future for rugby league.
Well, there you have it, Silky. And Helen, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for everything you do. We love working with you and the charity. We love seeing, you know, organising every week. It doesn't matter whether Colts, United, Clavelli or, you know, St. Charles kids running out under Allianz. I think everyone gets a thrill and you see the kid within. You know, it doesn't happen without the great work of people like yourself. So thanks for spending time in our Mobile Roosters Radio studio.
Thank you.
If you need your office spick and span, your carpets cleaned, your toilets glam, or your plumbing checked by a maintenance man, call Fit Services. If your outdoors too have been neglected, your car park needs painting, your garden's protected, your pathways swept or a new fence erected, call Fit Services. Maybe you need something built brand new, an office refurbishment, an extension or two, or an AC system with ducting right through. Call Fit Services. Fit Services. Quality services second to none. Call 1300 011 011.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio and Bush. Saturday, all three grades, 10:45, kickoff of the under-20s. The Roos are in their major semi-final against the Bulldogs, kicking off at 12:40. It's Old Boys Day, celebrating the 1967 team, as well as the SG Ball of 97. So much to talk about, so much to look forward to. I'm excited.
I'm excited about the big activation. The mobile caravan will be down there. We're going to talk to Roosters juniors, we're going to talk to legends of the 67 side. We're going to talk to the SG Ball side, coached by Artie Katinas. We're going to have a few giveaways. We're just going to talk to Roosters fans. It's going to be so exciting to be at that game. And you know what? We're marching to the finals.
We're also giving our Roosters fans an opportunity to be part of next week's show. They simply have to download the free Voice Bite app. And the best voice bites, why they should be on the show, we'll use them in next week's podcast with their halftime and full-time reviews and previews.
Sure, Will. Now, Silky, before you go, you reckon we're going to the Gold Coast on holidays? What's your prediction?
I reckon we're going to towel them up by 20. I really believe that they've had such a bludger of a year, particularly the back end, you know, with the Haynes saga and Henry and whatnot. It's the Gold Coast. It's hard to get motivated up there. The surf's pumping, sun's out. Who wants to be thinking about football when we're at the bottom of the ladder?
Meter Maids. Righto, well, I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to be Roosters 20-12, and it's probably about an 8-point, sub-13 plus. I don't think the Gold Coast is going to be that bad a performance. To a man, I think they'll look at each other and try and finish on a bright note, but we need to be dominant, so I hope we are.
You've been listening to Roosters Radio. We want to thank our special guest, CEO Joe Kelly, Captain Boyd Cordner, and of course the lovely Helen Saunders. That's it for Roosters Radio.
He's too.
He's not how to play the game, they play it hard and fair. He's not how to win the game, they get